This is Bloomberg Business of Sports.
The world's changing, and what are things we can do to transform our business and engage our fans globally in different ways?
People are using their name and likeness to create more opportunities, more stakes in companies.
In order to turn the organization around, we had to turn it around not only just on the baseball operations side, but on the business operations side.
Football and any other sport is very difficult, but I like to broaden my horizons and be able to expand.
Sports need to be consumed live, and that's a big competitive advantage for intellectual property holders of sports content in the media landscape.
Bloomberg Business of Sports from Bloomberg Radio.
Hello, I'm Michael Barr, and welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports. It's Wednesday. It's Fantasy Podcast Day. The Bloomberg Fantasy Elites, Rich Truman, Damian Sassauer, and guess who joined us this week? Bailey Lipschultz. Hi, Bailey. They're all here to display why they are dominant in their analysis, and I am taking notes on what they have to say. So let's start with the hot pick of the week. A lot of people, and I'll start with Rich, put a lot of money out for Damian Williams at running back, and that's because Chicago's David Montgomery is out for several weeks with an ACL tear in his knee.
Yeah, it looks like if you picked him up, you're guaranteed about 5 or 6 weeks, which he is an effective fantasy player when he was in with the Chiefs, who obviously have a much better offense than the Bears. He was very valuable under Andy Reid's offense. I don't think he's going to be as valuable in the Chicago offense, but he's definitely a worthwhile pickup if you're definitely looking, if you're in the need in the running back area.
Damian, did you get any hot pickups at running back?
Yeah, you know, it's a shame because Montgomery was having such a good game before he went down. And, you know, I mean, but yes, no, I mean, there really aren't not a whole hell of a lot to choose from. The guy who I looked for is Collins in Seattle, simply because, you know, it looks like Carson is starting to get nicked up a bit here. And Collins looked really good to spell him off last weekend. So, yeah, you know, I thought he added a little bit depth at the running back position, sure.
Yeah, the Alex Collins, he could be, he's not, you know, like, you know, ooh, I just got to get this guy, Bailey, but at least there's somebody out there. Anybody else there you see as a running back?
I chased Samaje Perine of the Cincinnati Bengals. You know, Joe Mixon last year was banged up, and they said he was week to week on a consistent basis, and he didn't play. And that's going to be an offensive matchup against the Packers where they're going to be throwing the ball a lot, they're going to be running the ball a lot. It's going to be high scoring. I really like Perine. Playing in the backfield.
So do I, since I picked him up in our league, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. No, you guys are right.
You can fight over Bengals running backs all you want.
What's the matter, Damian? What, you don't like the running backs at Cincinnati?
No, you know, I mean, look, you know, I mean, why go with the running game there when you've got so many receivers to pick from? And Burrow looks fantastic this year. It's amazing how guys have been rewarded for waiting on quarterback in the draft this year. And I'm not just talking Burrow. I'm looking at guys like, I mean, you've got Hurts, you've got who's that guy? I can't remember his name.
You got Daniel Jones, also.
Yeah. The former Jet. Yeah.
Darnold of Carolina. I'm sorry, yeah. Damon. Darnold of Carolina and Daniel Jones is one of the top quarterbacks. And even Henneke of Washington has been putting up some good fantasy points. So you're right, Damon. If you waited, you got some good value.
What about another quarterback, Trey Lance? Because now with Jimmy Garoppolo doing a little hobbling there, have we now seen Trey Lance possibly take over for San Francisco?
I think so. I mean, we're going to see what happens with Garoppolo, but that is an offense that is tremendous, and he's looked really good in the red zone running that kind of high-tempo offense. It'll be interesting to see what plays out, but you got a guy like Deebo Samuel to throw the ball to. You have kind of a banged-up backfield, but he's going to get his opportunities.
And everybody thinks that Trey Lance will eventually take over the starting job. It remains to be seen if he starts a game, if they'll ever get him out. But, yeah, I think he's also a good pickup.
I mean, Bailey, you just named the surprise star of the year to date, Deebo Samuel. I mean, he's a top five non-quarterback fantasy player this year. And, you know, we'll see if Trey Lance can keep the ball rolling with him.
But fantasy, I want to get to more picks in a second. But if you're in one of those fantasy survivor leagues, I'm out in one of my teams because I picked the Saints. Because if you notice, there was a run on jackets because HE double hockey sticks froze over when the Giants and the Jets won on week four. I was shocked, guys, totally shocked. Now, does this mean that they have their stuff together and maybe you could start to look at the Jets for anything?
Well, they do play Atlanta in London.
Yep.
And Atlanta is definitely a beatable team, so could be two wins in a row for the Jets. The Giants actually played a very good game against the Saints. They're about a touchdown underdog against the Cowboys. I think, you know, division rival, I think it'll be closer than that, so we'll see what happens.
Well, Bailey, that's who I had. I had the Saints, and they were playing the Giants, and Rich is right. They did play a good game because I was watching that as I was yelling at the television set.
They got a lot of weapons on that team. The Giants are really good. I mean, you got Saquon Barkley, you've got Daniel Jones, as Rich said, who's been playing really well against looking at it this week, Cowboys.
And Galladay finally came alive. He had a good game for over 100 yards. They have Tony, the rookie, because of injuries to Sterling Shepard and Darius Slayton. So they definitely do have the offensive weapons. And more importantly, the Giants' offensive line actually played well. And if they do play well, then that offense could get going.
Let's talk about wide receivers. Damian, do you see anybody out there that's like, ooh, I got to get him?
Well, I did mention Deebo Samuel. I mean, he stands out to me, but I think if you're looking for a sleeper play this week, Jacoby Myers kind of pops out to me, right? I mean, you know, we've got Patriots at the Texans. I think the Patriots are favored by 9.5. I don't know if that makes them my survivor pick of the week. I'd still probably be taking the Bucks versus the Dolphins. But, you know, Jacoby Myers kind of stands out. I mean, it looks like Mac Jones is kind of is honing in on him, and he's putting up the points.
You know, speaking of sleeper picks, I like a different guy in that game and the same team, Damian. I actually like Damian Harris of the Patriots. Did nothing against Tampa, which was expected. But I'm expecting New England to have a decent lead and try to run the ball, run the clock. So I like Damian Harris as a sleeper pick this week. Also, like Zach Moss, Buffalo against Kansas City. Buffalo, it's going to be a lot of points, and I'm sure Buffalo is going to try to keep the ball away from Patrick Mahomes, so I think you have a good opportunity there.
You know who else I'd like, Bailey, is A.J. Green. I you know, and I stashed him, and I'm thinking, well, let's see what happens. And last week, he looked pretty decent, so I might have to play him this week now.
The only concern with that
offense. A lot of mouths to feed in Arizona.
Yeah. Exactly. A lot of weapons on that offense. One of my sleepers, personally, I'm big on Zach Ertz this week. I really think that they're going to continue to get the two tight ends, him and Dallas Goedert, involved in that passing attack, against which is a solid but not great secondary against the Carolina Panthers.
You know, I know it's a name we dust off all the time. It's like, who? You bringing that old man in? Randall Cobb. Hey, for Green Bay, he might be in play. That's because Marquez Valdez-Scantling, he got knocked out. And he might be in play for a couple of hookups with Aaron Rodgers. Damian, what do you think?
You know, yeah, you know, I agree with you. You know, I think you know, we always do this, and we avoid two starting positions. You know, we never really focus on the defense and the kickers. But here's one for you. I mean, there's only one defense this year that's averaging over 10 points per game, and that's the Bills, right? Mm-hmm. And when you think about the Bills, you kind of think about, you know, Allen, you kind of think about, you know, Diggs. But I mean, like, you know, it's just amazing that defense has done what they've done. And then in terms of kickers, all five top kickers on a in terms of points this year are on teams that rank in the top 10 points per game, right? I'm talking Tucker, Tyler Bass, Daniel Carlson, Matt Prater, and Matt Gay. So, you know, if you're looking to kind of add value at the margin, beat your teams in tight games, you know, kicker and defense are areas you gotta be focused on.
I have a question. Will Cordell Patterson keep it up? Is he a good sell-high candidate right now?
I'm looking at Bailey shaking his head. Oh, heck no.
100%. I think you have to sell high. I think you could pair a guy like Cod Pat with someone on your bench, maybe a Cortland Sutton, and turn that into a real running back like an Austin Eckler if you could get someone to buy into that. I think Cod Pat, he's not on the field long enough to really warrant the kind of bellwether in that offense. Sure, the Falcons aren't great, but it's unrealistic to expect him to do that on a week-in, week-out basis.
Rich, you sneaky Pete. Is that why you offered Cordell Patterson, man? It's like, hey, you might want to get him to me. You did this, man.
I did offer him in two trades, yes, and now that Bailey confirmed that. Unfortunately, one of the guys I offered is the engineer of this segment, so it remains to be seen what happens. But I actually, you know, he's a bull by that goal line. I mean, I think he is a sell high candidate, but I think he's very valid for the rest of the year. And you know, one guy I was high on at the beginning of the season, and I think his value is definitely diminished because he doesn't get as many targets, is Ridley. on the Falcons. I thought he was going to have a super year, but a lot of those targets are going to Patterson.
Damian, anything you see at tight end, especially now with Gronk out for Tampa Bay? Yeah. Anybody you like?
Well, I mean, you got to look at Schultz in Dallas, obviously. You know, I think you know, Goddard is a Bailey. You hit the nail on the head there. I mean, he looks excellent. I mean, that touchdown in the end zone, I mean, that was an awesome catch. I mean, he looks like he's for real this year. And Hurts is definitely feeding the beast. So yeah, no, I think Goddard, and I like Schultz as well in Dallas.
Survivors, if anybody's in there, two teams that I'm liking: Tampa Bay, and I like New England. Tampa Bay, they're playing Miami. New England, they're playing Houston. I'm shocked, by the way, Bailey, how, forgive me for saying it like this, how awful Houston is this year.
They're bad, and they're hurt. And you look at a team like that, a Texans team that's playing so bad, going against a Bill Belichick defense. Belichick's 22-6 against rookie quarterbacks. Last six games, only given up 9.5 points a game. So really, if you're looking at that in a survivor pool, you're banking on Matt Jones putting up two touchdowns, which I think is guaranteed.
And he held Brady without a touchdown, so how's he going to do against a rookie quarterback?
Yeah, exactly. By the way, I'm
no
sure...
No more Stephon Gilmore, though. I think he just released him, so I wonder how that changes the face of that defense. But I agree with you. I mean, I think the Patriots, I think the Bucks, those are the ones that everyone are going to look for. My question is, after that, where do you go, right? Do you really look at the Ravens versus the Colts? I mean, or the Cowboys versus the Giants? I mean, those are, I don't know about either of those.
You could go Vegas against Chicago. That's a possibility.
I don't trust Vegas. I would maybe lean to Minnesota against Detroit.
I would look Minnesota, too.
By the way, two winless teams in the league, the Lions and Jaguars. And I hate to bring this up because I know we're talking fantasy, but does this have an impact for anybody on the Jaguars, especially, let's say, some of the mistakes that Coach Urban Meyer has made, Bailey, in the past several weeks?
I think it has to hurt. That has to be something that players are talking about. We're reading all these reports about pushback from players and being upset at Urban Meyer. It has to be something the team is thinking about. Yes, they do play a Titans team that is coming off an overtime loss to the Jets, but you have to think Trevor Lawrence and James Robinson are thinking about what's going on, what could happen if they were to get rid of Urban Meyer, and how that could impact kind of this rebuilding opportunity.
And Damian, the only undefeated team right now in 4-0 are the Cardinals. Is that where you want to feast if you're trying to put together a fantasy team for your weekly fantasy team?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think you feast until further notice. I mean, Kyler Murray is unstoppable. It's like watching a video game. But, you know, just going back to the Jags, I mean, I agree. I think, you know, they're I mean, he's on the hot seat for sure. I mean, it is a good sign, however, in the medium term, because if he were to leave, you know, the Jag players are stuck in a very anemic offense right now. So, you know, I'd love to see them, you know, let, you know, Trevor Lawrence loose. And I think Chenault probably is one of the primary recipients if they ever let him do that.
And James Robinson looked great last week. Mm-hmm. And that was part of the reason Carlos Hyde wasn't dressed, who played for Urban Meyer in college. So James Robinson's a beast if they actually let him play most of the game.
Before we wrap this up, give it up for Carlos Hyde, man. Old man Carlos is still in there digging, man. It's like he just, like you said, he just didn't suit up. It's like, I wish I was still in that shape now. I know people make fun of Carlos Hyde still in the league, but boy, if I was looking like that. I know. See, I'm hearing dead silence, man. It's like, let me stomp this cricket. This has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports Podcast special Wednesday fantasy sports show. Rich Truman, Damian Sassauer, Bailey Lipschultz, thank you, by the way, for coming in and joining. You can make this regular, man. We enjoy you, man. I always learn something from this group. I'm Michael Barr. You can follow me on Twitter at Big Barr Sports. And you can catch our Apple Podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, or you know what, wherever you get your podcasts.